you please tell me your name and where we are right now?
My name is John Ross, and we are sitting in front of City Lights Bookstore at Broadway in Columbus in San Francisco, California.
In my class, we were studying about the Beat Generation and how they kind of forged their own way and made their own path. And I was wondering, what is something you do that is offbeat?
I like to go to the Faithful Fool Street Ministry at 234 Hyde Street in San Francisco, California. They specialize in their ministry of presence. And what they are, there's a Franciscan nun and a Unitarian minister. And they bring people from outside of the Tenderloin area, people from the nice suburbs and out in the country, and they bring them into the Tenderloin, and they have different programs where they show people what actually happens in the city. And I guess that's kind of offbeat. I read a lot of books. That's pretty much what I do.
And also, I was wondering, what is one adventure that you have had that is like a crazy adventure or something, like Jack Kerouac, for example, would just get up and leave home and go out into the world with no solid plan?
I guess I hitchhiked out here from Laughlin, Nevada. I was in Laughlin, Nevada. I was working in a casino, and it was nice. It was nice, but I missed, I wanted to go back to school and I wanted to travel, so I hitchhiked out here from there. And I lived in a park, Franklin Square Park, back in 2001. It was one of the years when they were first starting to tighten up the border control. So a lot of the Mexicans didn't want to go home that year because they would have to pay more to come back. So there was a big park with maybe like 200 Mexicans and Salvadoran people. And we lived in that park for about a year and a half. And that was pretty nice. It was exciting. That would probably be my most Kerouac guest story since I've come out here.
And what is one thing that you have not done, that you've passed instead of doing, that you regret?
I haven't got married and had children yet. I'm getting to the point where it would be interesting to raise a child and watch him grow and develop. And I'm getting to that point where it's starting to look like a good idea.
Thank you very much, sir.